ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಸ್ವಜ ಚಂದ್ರಂದನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಸ್ವಜ ಚಂದ್ರಂಜನ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೌಚರ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಕಂಸರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಮ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿಜ ನಮೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 30,
Text
2, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yam,
yam,
artham, upadate, dukhena, sukhahetave, tam,
tam,
ಧುನೋತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಶೋಚತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತೆ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಉಪಾದತ್ತೆ ದುಃಖೇನ
ಸುಖಹೇತವೇ
ತಂ ತಂ ಧುನೋತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಚೋಚತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತೆ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಉಪಾದತ್ತೆ ದುಃಖೇನ
ಸುಖಹೇತವೇ
ತಂ ತಂ ಧುನೋತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಚೋಚತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತೆ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಉಪಾದತ್ತೆ ದುಃಖೇನ ಸುಖಹೇತವೇ ತಂ ತಂ ಧುನೋತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಚೋಚತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತೆ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಉಪಾದತ್ತೆ ದುಃಖೇನ ಸುಖಹೇತವೇ ತಂ ತಂ ಧುನೋತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಚೋಚತಿ ಯತ್ ಕೃತೆ ಯಂ ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥಮುಪಾದತ್ತೆ ದುಃಖೇನ ಸುಖಹೇತವೇ
tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman cho chati yat krite yam yam artam upadate dukhena sukahetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman cho chati yat krite yam yam artam upadate dukhena sukahetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman cho chati yat krite.
Matajis, please.
Yam yam artam upadate dukhena sukahetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman chochati yat krite yam yam artam upadate dukhena sukahetave tam tam dhunoti bhagavan puman chochati yat krite
yam yam
whatever
artam
object
upadate
one acquires
dukhena
with difficulty
sukhahetave
for happiness
tam tam
that
dhunoti
destroys
Bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Puman,
the person,
Shochati,
laments,
Yat Krite,
for which reason?
Whatever is produced by the materialist with great pain and labor for so-called happiness, the Supreme Personality as the time factor destroys, and for this reason, the conditioned soul laments. Purport. The main function of the time factor, which is a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to destroy everything. The materialists in material consciousness are engaged in producing so many things in the name of economic development. They think that by advancing in satisfying the material needs of man, they will be happy. But they forget that everything they have produced will be destroyed in due course of time. From history, we can see that there were many powerful empires on the surface of the globe that were constructed with great pain and great perseverance. But in due course of time, they have all been destroyed. Still, the foolish materialists cannot understand that they are simply wasting time in producing material necessities, which are destined to be vanquished in due course of time. This waste of energy is due to the ignorance of the mass of people who do not know that they are eternal and that they have an eternal engagement also. They do not know that the span of life in a particular type of body is but a flash in the eternal journey. Not knowing this fact, they take the small flash of life to be everything, and they waste time in improving economic conditions.
Yang yam artam upadatte dukhena sukha hetave tang tang dhunoti bhagavan puman chochati yat krite.
Whatever is produced by the materialist with great pain and labor for so-called happiness, the Supreme Personality as the time factor destroys, and for this reason, the conditioned soul laments. Om agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yatapada Kabalam Sri Guru Navaishnavangstra Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivashakan Vitamstra Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. America is a great country in which Los Angeles is a great city. So much development, so wonderfully built up with so many great achievements, so many great personalities, cultural icons in the modern Western world are living here in Los Angeles. What a great civilization. All over the world, people are watching. Will it be Bush or will it be Kerry? Because they know that America is so important. Because of America's mighty industrial, technological, scientific, and military dominance. But according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's all completely useless. Completely useless. Not even slightly meaningful. What does Prabhupada say in Jukha? Wasting time in producing material messages. What can we say? What can we comment about all of this? Simply a waste of time. You've built this big city, big high buildings. Simply a waste of time. Simply a waste of time. It's devastating. This goes, Srimad Bhagavatam goes against everything that modern civilization stands for. Therefore, tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yach trinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavaha. These books which you are distributing in the airports and other places. The Los Angeles Corporation, they should try to stop you distributing these books, by all means. Because they can understand that if these books go on being distributed, there won't be any Los Angeles Corporation to be elected to. There won't be any Los Angeles. Not like this, anyway. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam clearly, piercingly, painfully for the materialist, points out or distinguishes reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. And if we're going to talk about reality, then reality doesn't mean something that comes out of Hollywood, by any means. Reality doesn't mean building big, big buildings which are anyway going to fall down as soon as there's an earthquake. And reality doesn't mean working hard to get money to drive around in a car, or not drive around in a car, get stuck in a traffic jam more likely. Reality doesn't mean to get your face painted with varieties of lipstick, even if it's vegetarian lipstick. It's also nonsense. It's not only that non-vegetarian lipstick is nonsense, even vegetarian is also nonsense. It's just vegetarian nonsense, that's all. So, what is reality? People don't know. But this Srimad Bhagavatam is presented to create a revolution in the misdirected lives of a sinful population. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in every verse, prati shlokam is meant for glorification of the unlimited Supreme Lord. Therefore, persons who are sincere, they will appreciate this. They will accept this. So, what is the revolution? The revolution is that the Srimad Bhagavatam goes against everything the materialists stand for. When we say materialist, it doesn't necessarily mean someone building a big, big apartment block and living. A materialist can also mean someone who goes away to live in the mountain cave. He's also a materialist. If he goes there thinking, I simply want to escape from here, but has no conception of Krishna consciousness. One who goes away to the countryside simply for peace of mind and to live in this harmony with nature, if they also have the idea that I am the enjoyer, I don't like the city, therefore I'll go to the country. People often think that city life is materialistic and country life is somehow or other spiritual, but there's nothing inherently spiritual in it. If the same basic attitude is there, Ishvaraham Aham Bhogi, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. I don't like city life, therefore I shall go to the country. That's also materialistic. People don't know what spiritual life is. They mistake spiritual life to be to give up the endeavor for gross materialistic aggrandizement. But any kind of material situation, if we think I shall be happy, I shall enjoy myself, I will be more peaceful in this situation, it's all material, because material means not to act in our constitutional spiritual position of servants of Krishna. And people don't know this. Even people who are repelled by the gross materialism of these big cities, and thus they go away to the country to live a more simple life. If they don't know about, if they don't have this information of Krishna, then they can't understand what spiritual life is at all. And that we see in the modern age, there's all this new age in which people are making some attempt to be spiritual, but they can't actually. It's like trying to fire a rocket, but they don't have enough strength to get out of the Earth's gravitational pull. They have to. You try to get yourself out, but you just come back again. So any endeavors to be spiritual without knowledge of Krishna are doomed to failure, because spiritual means to understand that we are eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. There's no other meaning to spiritual life but this. Now, people may protest that also. Well, this sounds like your dogmatism. But no, this is simply the fact of spiritual life. There is spiritual reality. It's spiritual life doesn't mean that we imagine ourselves to be merging into some kind of cosmic vibrations or something like this. But what actually is spiritual? There should be some clear understanding of this. Material life means illusion. So spiritual life means that there should not be anything unclear. Everything should be clear. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives that knowledge, that spiritual means Satchit Ananda. Satchit Anandamai. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vikraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Simply to, if people can have some insights into this, then their life will change. To understand Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not the controller. He is the controller. We cannot control. Our endeavors to control are futile. So many people, they're trying to control their life so they don't die. Therefore, they're doing exercises and they want to take antioxidants into their body. But they don't know that you can eat only antioxidants alone, and still you will die. There is no cure for death, because the Supreme Lord in the form of time is waiting to take you away. When your time is up, you can drink a whole gallon of antioxidants, but it's no antidote for Yamaraj. So time is there. People are trying to escape this, trying to control that I shall not die. But the supreme controller is Krishna. We cannot stand before Him. Just like if there's a tornado, there's nothing you can do. You can't stand there and just hold your hands up, or it'll just rush over us. So in the same way, the time factor. We cannot overcome it. We are not the controllers. How many times Prabhupada spoke on this? How many times? Prabhupada just emphasized this point. We are not the controllers. The endeavor of modern science, Prabhupada, how many times he said, they're attempting to present themselves as the controller. They cannot control. So this basic point, it's actually very clear if we just examine. But people are in the illusion that we can control by science or by yoga or by antioxidants or whatever. We can control. We cannot control. We are controlled. So simply to understand this point, we are controlled. How are we controlled? Why are we controlled? How can we come into a situation in which we can escape from this nasty material situation? So the impersonalists, they want to escape the control of material nature, but they don't want to surrender to Krishna. So they're just as materialistic as any other materialist. It's the same basic attitude is there. Therefore, āruhya kritrena parang padang tatam patanti ato anādrita yushmata angraya. Because they fail to worship Krishna's lotus feet, they must come back to the material atmosphere because they never escaped it. The so-called liberation of the impersonalists is simply, they think they're liberated. Vimuktyamani. They consider themselves liberated, but they're not, because the same basic attitude of envy of Krishna is there. So Krishna consciousness just means this little adjustment in consciousness. It's a complete revolution. Because now we're in the viparita buddhi, bhayam dvitiya bhiniveshita syat, ishada petasya viparya smriti. We are now in the opposite consciousness of our constitutional consciousness. Instead of thinking, I am the servant of Krishna, we are thinking, I am the Lord of all that I survey. So this consciousness, if it is changed, then we can understand that it is very pleasant to be the servant of Krishna. We are thinking it is very unpleasant to be I should not be the servant of anyone. I should be the boss. Everyone should listen to me. But to be the servant of Krishna is our natural position. As long as we're trying to be the controller, then we have to make others fear us. That's how it works in the material world. But concomitantly, we are afraid. Whoever is trying to control others is always afraid that they'll come up and stab him from behind or make some group and oust him. So the whole condition of the material world is one of fear. But if we can simply understand that we have our eternal shelter, we don't have to die. The Krishna consciousness, we can distribute these books. These books, they're better than any antioxidant because they teach you how not to die. You can learn how not to die. One time Prabhupada was asked this, what is the value of this chanting Hare Krishna? Challenged. Prabhupada answered that it stops death. So actually that's the fact. Yadgatvana nivartante tad dhamma paramam mama. Of course this body, it will not last. It is destined to fall down. But when we understand that we are not the body, then we won't be so much concerned to maintain this body. We understand it's not me anyway. Vasamsi jirnani yatavihaya jirnani. What is that? How does it go? Vasamsi jirnani yatavihaya navani grihnati naroparani tato shirirani vihaya jirnani anyani sangyati navani dehi. So just like your clothes get old, you throw them out and get new ones. So the body gets old and it goes. But I am eternal spirit soul. When we simply understand this, then we don't die. This is the formula to stop death. We understand I'm eternal spirit soul and I am the servant of Krishna who is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And like him, I am also eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. I just have to understand this by understanding this simple point that I am meant to serve Krishna. I am not meant to be a competitor of Krishna. It is a foolish endeavor. Everything the materialists do is foolish. Even the Harvard, Yale, PhD degree. This means certificate of highly sophisticated foolishness. That's all. Actually, we say madman. Prabhupada says everyone's a madman. But the madman who's what we would call actually mad, the people who are not mad, they're more mad. Because the madman's just a madman, right? But those who are making economic development, building big buildings, getting university degrees and having discussions on TV how to solve this problem and that problem, they're more mad because they're trying to make sanity out of the madness. They're considering that, yes, we have to do this and we have to do that, and they're trying to make some order out of a situation which is totally insane. That we're here trying to be happy, but we can't be happy because we all have to die. Even if we think I'll be happy in the meantime. All right, I may have to die 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Let me be happy in the meantime. But then no one's happy either. So it's totally insane. Just in case you haven't noticed. That example, how can we be happy in a world where we have to die? Just like if someone is on death row, you're said, tomorrow morning you will hang. Or if you like, we'll be nice to you. We'll let you choose. Do you want to be injected with poison or electric chair or hung? What would you like? You can choose. You see, we're very fair in this country, so you can choose how you like to die. So the night before, what would you like to eat? Anything you like to eat, we'll get it for you. Lobsters, shrimps, whatever. Whatever you like to eat, except humans, we'll provide it. Any meal you can order from any restaurant. And what are you going to eat? And you know that it's not even going to get out the other side, because the digestion process won't finish by the time you get frazzled or hung or whatever. So how can you enjoy? Kim sukham martya dhaminam? Again and again this question is asked in the sixth chapter, the Narad Muni preaching to the Haryashvas. Where is the happiness in the world of death? How can we be happy when we have to die? But still people are trying to be happy. This is the madness. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives the information of reality. We are eternal happy beings. We are meant to be happy. But there's no happiness in this material world. Barking up the wrong tree, and then another tree, and then another tree. 84 lakh species of trees means 8,400,000 kinds of endeavor to be happy, and every one of them is wrong. And then we try again. Well, maybe I should try being a cockroach again. Maybe I should try being a dinosaur again. There are still dinosaurs. Nothing's extinct. It's one of the things Prabhupada said. Nothing's extinct. It's still there. If it was there, it's still there. Just you didn't see it, that's all. So, Krishna Conscious Movement is a revolution in consciousness, how we can actually be happy. It's giving how we can not die, how we can be happy. Why should people not take to this? What is the answer? Because in Prabhupada's terms, actually in Krishna's terms, all fools and rascals. Because we're so much attached that I shall be happy on my own terms, that I shall be the controller, I shall be the enjoyer. But it is not possible. We are not writing the script. Krishna is writing the script. We cannot be God. So you may think, well, why not? Because it's not. There's no democracy in this matter. You can't vote yourself into the position of God. He is eternally in that position. But that is not an exploitive condition. We are envious of Krishna. We want to exploit everything. And we are envious of Krishna because He is the controller. He is the controller, but He is not expensive, or there's something real to it. And if you're doing it for 30 years and running of businesses too, I mean, that's really American, right? I mean, any American would think that that's the sign of a well-adjusted person, to bring in money. So, bringing in money and dancing early in the morning, And what's the dancing for? We can understand bringing in the money. But what's this dancing for? The dancing is the transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness. And the making money, what's that for? All for Krishna. Not a penny for ourselves. That's how to be happy. Srimad Bhagavatam is giving this knowledge. The whole society needs a little tweaking, little changing. Everyone should simply understand, we are meant to serve Krishna. Everyone wants to make themselves very big. But we can simply understand, I am very small. Just to understand this, I am very small. Krishna is very great. I am His eternal servant. Let me serve Him. That's all we have to understand. Very simple. Then our life will be perfect in all respects. We'll be happy. And the whole society can be blissful. What's wrong with these people in Los Angeles? Why aren't they getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and chanting in Mangalarti? They're all in Maya. You have to tell them that you have your nice apartment on the 125th story with various artifacts from all over the world, cost millions of dollars to put together, with air conditioning and walk-in fridges and all completely useless. Just chant Hare Krishna. Does it sound simplistic? Well, it is. Krishna consciousness is very simple. Modern society is very complex. We simply make our life complex in so many different ways. But we never find that pot at the end of the rainbow. That idea is we see the rainbow and we think there should be a pot of gold at the end. So modern civilization is like that. They're searching for something which they think might be there, but it's not there, which is called happiness in material life. It doesn't exist. So it is revolution, because the whole of this modern civilization is based on the premise that we can be happy by enjoying our senses, and therefore we should make so much endeavor in so many ways to enjoy our senses. And in Krishna consciousness we say, don't try to enjoy your senses, just try to serve Krishna's senses, and automatically we'll be happy. And it works. And the evidence is here. Bring the sociologists, let them come here 4:30 every morning and see. This is the evidence. We have scientific evidence that it works. Hare Krishna. Stop. I think we're supposed to stop now, is it? Anyway, it's all very simple. You've all heard it before, I hope. You've heard it before, otherwise you wouldn't be here now. But we need to hear that, we need to hear again and again, because that tendency is there. Maya is very strong. So you may think, well, maybe there is something to enjoy. Maybe I'll just try it out a little bit. Very dangerous. This section of Bhagavatam is very good to read again and again. How material life simply is the cause of great distress, and therefore we should take to Krishna consciousness. This is most inspiring to read this. Then when we read this, we think that, yes, others should, this is for preachers, this is a great inspiration. Actually, the first big book I ever distributed, I read this, someone, a devotee, I hadn't read any of the Bhagavatam, devotee showed me this, and when I read this chapter, I thought, I've got to give this to someone. So that's the inspiration. To see people are suffering. Lokas ya janato vidvans chakre sattvata sanvitam. That people are suffering. They don't know how they're suffering in material life. But therefore, Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam to give people knowledge of our real necessity, which is to understand Krishna. So this is a great base for Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. Is very inspiring for me to come in to the airport, and I was wandering around a bit trying to find some airline office, and in the course of about 15 minutes we came across no less than 5 book distributors, and that wasn't all of them, because I didn't see Bhrigupati Prabhu. So that is very inspiring to see this. This is a historical place. There's a sense of transcendental history here, because Prabhupada came here and he made this his world headquarters. But it's not just history. It's not that we're just, it's not a museum. It's living. Living spiritual life is here. Shavasprabhu was telling me that they made some survey. People are coming to Govinda's restaurant mostly for the spiritual atmosphere. So what that spiritual atmosphere comes by. Lots of kirtan, regular discussion of this spiritual knowledge, and most important, that spirit of dedication to Krishna. That is spiritual. That is what makes the spiritual atmosphere. This spirit of dedication, that we're all here together to serve Krishna. We're not here for any mundane personal benefit, but we're all here to serve Krishna. And that's how this book distribution can go on and on and on and on, with that spirit of dedication, that we have to do this, we have to serve Krishna, we have to serve Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?
You gave a strong emphasis to one aspect of Srila Prabhupada's teaching from the Vedas. The emphasis that this material world and trying to obtain sense pleasure in the material world can only lead to misery and suffering and a disillusionment ultimately, which is fine. But there was also another emphasis, a balanced, another side that Srila Prabhupada would often emphasize. He also said that in spite of the fact that this material world is a place of suffering, it's a place of misery, try to get out of it as fast as you can through the chanting of Hare Krishna and serving of Krishna. He also mentioned that we could also utilize many of the aspects of the material world for that purpose of getting out, and also for that purpose of sharing Krishna consciousness with others. For example, he mentioned airplanes that could be used, as Srila Prabhupada himself traveled 17 times around the world. And while, yes, we don't say that airplanes are the end-all and be-all of happiness and fulfillment and satisfaction, nonetheless, airplanes can be used to spread Krishna consciousness, just as you yourself have come here and utilized it. Cars can be used, and while yes, the motors and the fumes and all of these things pollute the world and they pollute the consciousness, nonetheless, while we are still here, we can use them to spread and share Krishna consciousness with as many people as possible. This is not to say that we are idolizing these objects of the world, but nonetheless, we can use them as yuktir vairagya, make them, Krishnaize them, and in so Krishnaizing them, we become Krishna, more Krishna conscious, and ultimately we can bring others back home, back to Godhead, and ourselves go back home, back to Godhead. So I'm simply wanting to present the other angle of vision which exists with respect
to
that. I'm sorry for taking so much time and being.
No, I just emphasize this side because this is the verse and purport. I was following what particular emphasis was given in this verse and purport. There's another. Yeah, there's some.
How does the living entity within you, how do you feel your living entity? Is it possible to feel the living entity in a separate form from the body? Like, is there a possible way to like search from within where the soul lies, or like, you know, like, how is there a way that you could feel the soul in a sense of, like, seeing as though we are not the body and we are in this material body for only a certain period of time? How is it that we can feel the spiritual soul in a more stronger sense?
Yeah. We can experience that we are spirit soul by following the process of bhakti yoga, or the yoga of devotion, or Krishna consciousness. Because the activity of the soul is to serve Krishna. We can start to do this even here and now in this material world by utilizing these bodies in the service of Krishna. And by doing so, we experience that we are not the body, but that we are spirit soul. Because that is the experience of the soul, that is the activity of the soul, to serve Krishna. So when we start to serve Krishna according to the process of bhakti yoga, which means hearing about Krishna, chanting his names, remembering him, engaging in deity worship. There are so many services for Krishna. And when we do this with the consciousness that I am not the body, but I am the soul, the servant of Krishna, then we actually experience how we're the soul. It's very practical. Yeah.
I'd like to counter Amma Bhakta's point on the car. I think the big problem isn't that the fact that we use everything as yukta viragya. If you're serving Krishna, you're utilizing everything in his service anyways. But for me, my problem is when a person can maintain the material item and it becomes a problem. It's like you have one person who has a car, he knows how to maintain it perfectly, inside and out. And then you put that same car in someone else's hand, right? And he pollutes the air and the atmosphere. So one person is using the car properly, like you say, yukta viragya, but then the other person is not. And there's so many times that the people who create these products, right, they make money on it, and then they just abandon the product, right, and then it falls into all these other corrupt people's hands, and it becomes a bigger problem. And that's when it becomes a global problem, and that's when I feel there's a bigger problem.
Yeah, well, anyway, you can jump in your cars and go to the airport and distribute the books. But that Prabhupada, he used this example of using the axe to cut the tree. So the axe handle is made with wood. So in the same way, you can use these things, but ultimately we want to bring people to a more sane way of life in which they can live simply and chant Hare Krishna. So we should finish there. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. I'd like to make a little announcement here. I'm also writing some books, as Prabhupada wanted his disciples to do, supplementary to the books that Srila Prabhupada has written. And some of them are here. If anyone would like to take them, you're most welcome to do so. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. It was a very informative class.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Wonderful class.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.